Listening part two. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation. Conversation one.
I've just had a word with your mum. And she told me I can decorate your room in any way you want. It's your choice. Just be careful.
That's great. First of all, I want all of the furniture removed, apart from the bed.
Just the bed in the room. And where do you want it to be?
Right in the middle of the room, so that it's nowhere near the window and not touching any walls.
OK, but it might be a bit awkward to get from one side of the room to the other. I think you should keep the wardrobe.
That's where it's going to be. Now, the walls are all to be painted black. I really don't like this white and blue paper that my parents put on.
Black? Are you absolutely sure? It might make the room quite dark and gloomy. It's not what I'd have chosen.
Exactly. I want to be different. That's the effect I'm trying to achieve.
Okay. And what about any pictures on the walls?
I've got a poster of my favourite painting that needs to be hung up opposite my bed. I want to be able to see it when I wake up.
I hope that it'll add some colour to the room.
I doubt it. The picture's called The Dark Side of the Moon.
I've just had a word with your mum, and she told me I can decorate your room in any way you want. It's your choice. Just be careful.
That's great. First of all, I want all of the furniture removed, apart from the bed.
Just the bed in the room. And where do you want it to be?
Right in the middle of the room, so that it's nowhere near the window and not touching any walls.
OK, but it might be a bit awkward to get from one side of the room to the other. I think you should keep the wardrobe.
That's where it's going to be. Now, the walls are all to be painted black. I really don't like this white and blue paper that my parents put on.
Black? Are you absolutely sure? It might make the room quite dark and gloomy. It's not what I'd have chosen.
Exactly. I want to be different. That's the effect I'm trying to achieve.
OK. And what about any pictures on the walls?
I've got a poster of my favourite painting that needs to be hung up opposite my bed. I want to be able to see it when I wake up.
I hope that it'll add some colour to the room.
I doubt it. The picture's called The Dark Side of the Moon.
Conversation 2.
Good morning, Tessa. I understand you want to have a quick word with me.
Thanks, Tom. I don't need to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to let you know about the job I applied for.
You applied for the job a while ago, didn't you? I assumed you hadn't got it.
So did I, but I got an email this morning informing me that my application had been accepted and they want me to start at the end of this month.
Well, although I should be pleased about your success, it'll be impossible to let you leave in 3 weeks. We're coming up to the busiest time of the year, and I can't possibly be without a key worker. It really is impossible.
I understand the difficulty I've put you in, but I've always wanted this job. According to my contract, I only have to tell them I'm giving 2 weeks before I leave my job.
I know what's in the contract, but we've worked together for over 3 years now, and I feel you owe me some loyalty. I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Thanks, Tom. I don't need to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to let you know about the job I applied for.
You applied for the job a while ago, didn't you? I assumed you hadn't got it.
So did I, but I got an email this morning informing me that my application had been accepted and they want me to start at the end of this month.
Well, although I should be pleased about your success, it'll be impossible to let you leave in 3 weeks. We're coming up to the busiest time of the year, and I can't possibly be without a key worker. It really isn't possible.
I understand the difficulty I've put you in, but I've always wanted this job. According to my contract, I only have to tell them I'm giving 2 weeks before I leave my job.
I know what's in the contract, but we've worked together for over 3 years now, and I feel you owe me some loyalty. I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Conversation 3.
Leslie, I can see from your face that you're planning something. What is it?
I didn't think that my expression would be such a giveaway, Frank. But you're right. I have an idea.
Tell me what it is. I don't like secrets.
I was hoping it'd be a surprise, but I suppose I'd better tell you.
Don't keep me waiting.
I was just about to buy tickets to go and see King Crimson at the London Palladium next week. There's a flash sale on, and I can get them half price, but only if I book today.
I know King Crimson is your favourite band, and the tickets are a good price, but progressive rock is my least favourite type of music. Even worse than the awful country music you play in the car.
That's what I thought you'd say, and the reason why I didn't want to tell you until the last minute. Sadly, it hasn't worked, and this might be the last chance I get to see them.
Oh, all right. I love going to London, and if it means so much to you, I'll come with you, but on one condition.
And what might that be?
You get me tickets for the opera, where we can enjoy 4 hours of Wagner's wonderful music. If I've got to listen to screeching guitars and a 20-minute drum solo, it's the least you can do. Leslie, I can see from your face that you're planning something. What is it?
I didn't think that my expression would be such a giveaway, Frank. But you're right. I have an idea.
Tell me what it is. I don't like secrets.
I was hoping it'd be a surprise, but I suppose I'd better tell you.
Don't keep me waiting.
I was just about to buy tickets to go and see King Crimson at the London Palladium next week. There's a flash sale on, and I can get them half price, but only if I book today.
I know King Crimson is your favourite band, and the tickets are a good price, but progressive rock is my least favourite type of music. Even worse than the awful country music you play in the car.
That's what I thought you'd say, and the reason why I didn't want to tell you until the last minute. Sadly, it hasn't worked, and this might be the last chance I get to see them.
Oh. All right. I love going to London, and if it means so much to you, I'll come with you, but on one condition.
And what might that be?
You get me tickets for the opera, where we can enjoy 4 hours of Wagner's wonderful music. If I've got to listen to screeching guitars and a 20-minute drum solo, it's the least you can do.
That is the end of part 2.